You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Savor, better believe it, get on your knees and pray hard, then pray hard, and never look back. Once the world forgave you, then do right, then do good, and it's so hard to do right when you do wrong, when to turn right, but you turn all the way, lele.
Hensha, and welcome. We're glad you're here for a conversation with Dawn Karima. Energetic, exciting, entertaining, and informative.
Welcome, 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 welcome. My name is Dr. Dawn Karima, and I am so honored to have a very special guest with us today. Would you please introduce yourself to our friends who are listening?
Good morning, good afternoon. My name is Moyo Mitchell.
I'm so thankful that you've joined us today. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me on.
What would you like for us to know about you as we start our conversation?
I'd first like to let you know that I am an advocate for veterans of all eras, and I have a great amount of appreciation for those who have served our country and continue to do so.
Absolutely, and we thank you for your service as well. We are great, great friends and admirers of our veterans, and I would love, from your perspective, what's the most important thing an advocate for veterans can do?
To me, the most important thing to do is just recognize the experiences of those service members and the differences that they've experienced in life and in reintegrating into our greater society.
Well, could you help us a little bit with that? Could you give us an idea of what that means to us who are maybe not veterans?
Yes, absolutely. So the veterans of today have access to resources, have access to information that not all veterans historically have had, yet and still the information is not always easy to digest or understand in general because of the complexities that surround it. So you may have someone who did 4 years in the service. You may have someone who did 24 years in the service, and their experiences are going to be similar compared to the general population. However, they may differ based on what they did in the military or those experiences they have depending on era as well.
So with the work that you do, what would you say is your favorite part of being an advocate or an ally for these veterans from all eras?
One of the things I enjoy the most is just imparting knowledge on those resources and strengthening the connections between the civilian population and those veterans who obviously served in our military. Just so, you know, we as veterans can have an appreciation that the work that we have done in the military is in service of our country, and those civilians can understand that those veterans just want to be a part of that greater population and want to be able to enjoy those same experiences.
Thank you for that. I appreciate that perspective. What would you say, from your area of expertise, is the greatest obstacle or challenge to the veterans achieving this?
One of the biggest obstacles is just being able to access legitimate, verifiable, and consistent information and digesting that so that they can understand what tools are at their disposal and how to access those tools. So here in Ohio, we have somewhere close to 800,000 veterans in Ohio. We're per capita one of the largest veteran populations in the United States. And of those, around two-thirds or so served during wartime. So not everyone served in combat. They may have served during a wartime period, mm-hmm. but those who served during that wartime period were kind of the wheels that allowed those who were in combat to do the jobs that they needed to.
That's a very important distinction, and one I think a lot of us haven't thought about or didn't know. So thank you for sharing that with us. What can we do as civilians? I mean, I absolutely, all of us love and respect our veterans so very much. I come from a military family. We are all so thankful for these great veterans that have shared their lives to help keep us and our freedom safe. But what can we really do other than, you know, thank you for your service and showing up at the Veterans Day parades? What can civilians do that will help our veterans?
You know, one of the biggest things that I think the civilians can do for veterans mm-hmm. is just giving grace and patience mm-hmm. with veterans of all eras and all ages and all periods of service, knowing that, you know, they generally went in somewhere, you know, between 17 and in their early 20s. And mm-hmm. if you think about it, that's a very arduous time developmentally, becoming sure. an adult. Mm-hmm. Well, they went into the military and they were very intentionally, they were trained to be that soldier, sailor, airman, or marine.
Mm-hmm.
But on the back end of them getting out of the military, no matter how long they were in, there's not a whole lot of retraining for those people. I would argue that also, you know, because of the time period in the developmentally, it becomes a strong part of how service members see life is through that. Because, of course, human brain is still developing during that time period.
Mm-hmm.
They're acclimating to adulthood, and they're acclimating to this very rigid structure of the military, which exists because that's necessary. Well, once you get out of the military, you're realizing that the world doesn't operate the same way as this space that you've operated in for 20, 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very complicated because the people that you grew up around, they continue to see life and experience life in a quote, normal way, while you had this environment that you had to adhere to these strict guidelines and requirements. So understanding that you don't have to be so structured in this absolute way like it is in the military is honestly very hard. And a lot of people do amazingly with that, where they acclimate well, or they take the tools that they developed in the military and apply them in a very healthy way. Although a lot of people, unfortunately, it's much more difficult for them. So giving that grace and allowing them a little bit of patience so that you kind of appreciate that difficulty that they have to face that you may not have to in the same way.
Wow. Wow. That explains a lot. And I wish this message was more pervasive in our society. You're right. And so that grace, how do we help veterans to give themselves more grace as they reacclimate?
That is an amazing question, and I really wish I had a very simple and streamlined answer for you there,
mm-hmm.
but it's time and space is really what it boils down to. Mm-hmm. Allowing for the time and allowing for the space and just being a support system and let them know that, you know, even though the military, you develop these very close-knit, very involved family dynamics with other service members there,
mm-hmm.
that even though you may not have had that experience, that you're willing to do that same type of thing for them out here in the, quote, real world of the greater society. And like, hey, I can't recreate that bond that you have with so-and-so over there,
mm-hmm.
but I can create a different, similar bond with you here, and then doing so.
That's beautiful. And I'm sure right now so many of us are helped by what you're saying, because you know, we don't know what to do. Should we bake a cake? Should we throw a party? Should we, you know, what should we do? And those are things that we actively can do that are helpful. When you look at, I mean, we have lots of veterans right now, mm-hmm. wonderful people Absolutely. Who have served and all of that. What are the biggest, I won't say challenges, but, you know, we've talked about the big, you know, acclimation and all of that, but what are some of the biggest issues that are affecting and impacting veterans right now?
I would say the number one is there's a healthcare component that mm-hmm. is very different in the military. I had a conversation with another veteran recently. We were talking about how when you're in the military on active duty, generally you only go to medical in a sick call type of way, where you look at it as there are 20 people that I'm serving with. If I leave and I have to go to the doctor or, you know, get seen by medical, they only have 19 people to do the same job. Whereas, mm-hmm. you know, may have medical leave, you know, you may have other tools available to you out here. You're also in an environment where everyone who's serving in the military is required to do their job. They can't just quit.
Right.
There's no, mm-hmm. I don't want to do this anymore.
Uh-huh.
As opposed to out here in the civilian, you know, normal environment, if you have an environment that you don't want to be in anymore as far as employment, you can choose to leave that. So that dynamic of you have to be there, and this is all the resources we have available to us. If I go to the doctor, I may be looked down on because they're saying, hey, you're causing hardship on us, and is it really that bad? Is what you have going on bad enough to where you're going to cause a hardship on us? Now, I'm not saying that's healthy, but it's a real factor that exists. Well, people tend to not go to medical, go to sick call, go to the doctor. And when they get out, because of that same developmental part that we were talking about earlier, a lot of us carry that same thought process outside of the military, as well as we don't go to the doctor. We may not get proactive treatment for something that is seemingly small at a time. And we tend to only go when things get to a point where we have to go. And by then, a lot of times, things have progressed. So that difference in being proactive in your medical care is a huge difference. And there are resources as far as the VA and other tools out here, but you would have to know it exists, and you would have to know how to access them, which kind of falls back into that early statement, that information is not always not always easily digestible.
Right. I really appreciate that window into that thought process, because healthcare itself can be challenging to navigate these days for anyone. Just anyone.
Absolutely.
Right? Even without the baggage. Yes. So does the digital age create a divide for some veterans?
Oh, it's huge. And I hate that it exists in the way it does, but the reality is where we are. So
yeah.
You have a lot of people who I term them people who are not digitally advanced, right? It's not that they're incapable. It's not that they're unwilling. They just may have this gap that hasn't been filled as far as being able to access resources through the internet, being able to vet those resources, and being able to access them. And you have people who are well-versed in it. Now, there's a lot of error aspect to it, to where someone grew up using a computer or even using a smartphone, and it's a normal part of their daily usage, whereas people prior to the era, they had to learn it, oftentimes as adults, and that is a huge barrier for anyone, regardless of whether they were in the military or not.
Well, how can civilians and veterans advocates help with that?
I learned very early on that the people who help veterans the most are the people in their immediate circle.
Sure.
So their family and their friends, that vetted circle that may surround a given person, is especially important to the veteran community as it is to everyone. So people in the veteran community, because of the dynamics of the military, people that they trust, being able to lead them to resources or gather resources for them, or help them when they go to those resources, especially, you know, giving that friend or family member, helping express what the person has told them, the service member has told them when they go to the doctor, and easing that conversation. Because, you know, you figure you're going to a doctor and you already were against it, and now you finally went because you needed to. You may not all express all the factors that this doctor, this nurse, or whomever needs to consider as they're considering your treatment. But helping, because you are someone that they trust, to help them communicate that. And eventually they will get to that point where they can communicate themselves, usually. But just easing them into it, and with from a non-judgmental standpoint, like, hey, look, we're on the same team. I'm just here to assist you. It makes a huge difference, because from that point, now that person is able to trust that system more, because now they feel heard.
How important that really is, the whole approach. You know, I wish that we had even more teaching just for the general public to let us know these things, because, you know, some of us mean well, but maybe we've been doing it all wrong. You know, we're nagging them about going to the doctor, or, you know, asking, or instead of actually behaving in ways that will help them and support them as they make that choice to go. So I really appreciate this window, really, into a thought process that we don't know. A lot of us really don't know.
Mm-hmm.
When we look, okay, well, we're looking at healthcare. We're looking at wellness, wholeness, and soundness. Is mental health a big part of that for veterans?
Oh, it's a huge part.
Mm-hmm.
Just the aspect of being, I make a often poorly timed joke about there being a similarity to prison and being in the military, not from, you know, not looking at it from a negative standpoint, just from the obligation of you having to be there. It's one of those experiences where there's not a whole lot that people can compare to in their daily lives if they haven't been through something similar. That obligation to be somewhere it puts a lot of stress on a person, because they know that they can't change their mind. Now, it can be useful as well for that person, because they learn to overcome that initial rejection of an experience and dive full in and just get through things. And usually it's going to be done in a healthy way, but oftentimes it can also be negative, because now they feel bound. Not everyone is going to know how to express that. Not everyone is even going to know how to express what they went through in the past. If you think of someone being claustrophobic in life, right? Mm-hmm. They can't do anything about it. That's a very stressful experience in any walk of life, in any area of life, to not have options. Well, we of recent era, we obligated ourselves to the military, but you have an entire generation of people who are still with us and interoperating with us, who were forced to do that through the draft.
Oh.
Now you have people who may have been, you know, 16, 17 years old, listening to the radio and hearing about people who have passed away during the Vietnam War.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're drafted into the same environment that you were just hearing all these people being lost. So that I try to be especially sensitive to that difference, because their experience and the things that generation did is what made our experience so much easier to navigate for recent era veterans.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We are so thankful to all of you, you know, and for all of you who made that decision, or, you know, had to abide by that decision. We are grateful, really. And so,
and I appreciate it on our behalf.
Thank you. I appreciate you. We want all of you to have whatever it is that you need, because you are willing to give all for us. How do we help you to have the resources, I don't know, whatever it is, you know, it's your list. So, what is it that we can all do that helps you to have what you need for our veterans?
Yeah, so there are there's legislation out there at all levels of government mm-hmm. that we as citizens could just keep an eye on, just listen to the conversation. And that, again, that's not just being political. That's being very honest and being aware that a lot of these resources are through the government. So here in Central Ohio, there is a representative for the city of Columbus specifically that works with veterans and veterans organizations. Mm-hmm. At the county level, every county in the state of Ohio, all 88 counties, has a veterans service commission. And this is codified in Ohio law in the Ohio Revised Code. And also federally, their state, the Ohio Department of Veterans Services. It helps mm-hmm. coordinate benefits and information there. And then, of course, federally, we have the Department of Veterans Affairs, which has separate and distinct branches between it, mm-hmm. the Veterans Benefits Administration, Veterans Health Administration, and then they have Cemetery and Mortuary Affairs as well. So all these agencies are funded by taxpayer dollars and do work for veterans, but they all do different things in the veteran space. And by just being aware of what bills are out there, what pushes are out there, what conversation is out there in these circles, we can throw our support behind those things that benefit our veteran community. And by benefiting that veteran community, it also benefits those around them, veteran, civilian alike.
That's wonderful. If you had a list, let's say we believe in magic, and you could wave a magic wand and make the world exactly as you feel or hope it will be for veterans, how would that look?
In this fictitious ideal world, there would be no need for veterans, there would be no need for politics, anything safe, because mm-hmm. we would all live in harmony. Mm-hmm. But in a more realistic version of that, there would be a general acceptance of the differences that exist within veteran versus civilian, active duty versus guard and reserve, and you know, all of these different factors, and we could honor them all equally and recognize that there's value within every person. Making sure that there are resources available for female veterans, because mm-hmm. female veterans have things that male veterans don't have to deal with. It's sure. just a reality of life, right? Mm-hmm. So as things are being put out and planned for, actively considering, hey, are there things that we need to consider specifically for this subgroup of veterans? Not because we're pushing one above the other, but we're just recognizing this all happens at the same time. If I can't give birth to a child, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not capable. Mm-hmm. But if my friend over here, who was an Army veteran, gives birth to a child, making sure the VA has access to the resources she's going to need
sure.
as an eligible veteran who's also getting health care at the VA.
Very important. Absolutely an important distinction, and I appreciate you bringing it out like this. Well, there are so many layers to this, and there are wonderful layers. What are the biggest predictors? I don't like the word success because it means different things to different people, but what are the factors or the layers that make it more likely for a veteran to reacclimate, to reenter society, or to participate in society in a better way?
So I would lead first, as I always say, about resources. Mm-hmm. Resources don't always have to be monetary, right? They
right.
just are something that a person needs. Mm-hmm. So resources in the sense of access to healthcare, access to education, access to employment, and everything that's associated with preparing for and moving through those processes so that person can kind of reinvent who they are. Because mm-hmm. when you go in to the military at whatever time in your life, and you get out, you're no longer the same person. That experience, mm-hmm. be it peacetime, wartime, coldness, old coldness, doesn't matter. You're changed. And it doesn't always have to be for bad. It can be for good as well. You can be more more confident, more informed, more aware, more open, more adaptable. So those resources helping that person get into whatever their healthcare needs may be and continue that treatment, getting access to whatever education that they need, that they are built for, that they're prepared for, they're trained for, and get access to whatever employment that suits them and allows them to be a productive member of society so that they can then do that same thing for whomever is going to be next.
Mm-hmm. And what is, I know in my granddaddy used to say that there was two ways to learn. You could either make mistakes or you could have mentors. Mm-hmm. And so what is the role of veterans in mentoring other veterans or being a resource for other veterans?
I would believe that being a mentor, and I've had some great mentors both in military and since, just helps that person navigate whatever their path is going to be. They don't always have to have walked the same path to be a good mentor. If you think of it like being a parent, you know, mother or father,
yes,
you don't have to go do the same job or have the same walk the same path in life, but being able to support that person and giving useful feedback, actionable feedback, like, hey, have you considered these things?
Mm-hmm.
Is this something that you think? Is this a momentary feeling or thought, or is this something that's short, middle, or long-term that you're planning for? And giving them that feedback for them to then consider, and because they trust you and they trust your guidance, them being able to put that into effect. Hey, you know what? This was a momentary thought. I want to buy this Mustang at 29% APR. Hey,
yeah.
I want this car, but you know what? This isn't the best vehicle for me. Maybe
right.
In a couple years, I'll be prepared for it. Maybe I address some of the things financially I need to, so I'm getting a lower APR. Maybe this vehicle, as fun as it is, this other vehicle is actually better suited for me and my needs in this moment.
Mm-hmm.
But giving them that feedback and then allowing them to make those mistakes sometimes. Because, like you said, sometimes those mistakes you can learn from as well, and hopefully oftentimes.
Mm-hmm. We hope so. Before we go to break, I would love it if you would share with us, how can folks connect with you, help you do what you're doing, find out more about you?
Yes, ma'am. So we are rebranding the Veterans First Foundation that originated here in Central Ohio. It had a free clothing store, and
mm-hmm.
we are planning on going to make contact with veterans organizations and agencies to be able to operate as a throughput, so that when a veteran or a family member of a veteran reaches out, we can point them in a direction of the existing resources that are there. So the veteran service organizations like the Disabled American Veterans, VFW, American Legion, the AMVET, and more, as well as the county, state, city, and federal entities that exist, making sure that those entities have a resource available to them, and so does the greater community.
Wonderful. Just wonderful. We're going to break, but when we come back, let's talk about veterans first, and let's talk about some of the other work and advocacy that you're doing. I believe all of us definitely want to hear more and become involved. We'll be right back.
Come and save her. Better believe they get on their knees and pray hard. They pray hard and never look back once the world forgave you.
TalkTainmentRadio.com podcast is another way to go for those of you that's on the go. You can now get your favorite programs on most new cell phone technology. Let us work like a DVR and enjoy our podcasts for those shows you can't fit in your busy schedule. The Road to Featured Podcasts. Type in TalkTainmentRadio.com. Go to homepage. Scroll down to Featured Podcast. Click on Play or click on Subscribe for more programs.
or you have the option to download. Podcast is the way to go for you busy folks. The world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com. Another reason to come, another reason to stay. Radio, the way it should be heard.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie, Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback. Providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
As an Olympic athlete, I prepare for everything. So when I became pregnant, I thought I was ready. But at 32 weeks, I was diagnosed with severe preeclampsia and had an emergency C-section. Looking back, had I known the warning signs, I would have talked to my doctor sooner. Too many women die of pregnancy-related complications, and most are preventable. If you or someone you know is pregnant or recently had a baby, learn the warning signs. It could help save her life. Hear her.
I got my COVID-19 vaccination, and here's why. This isn't about gimmicks or sentiment or what commercial I like. This is about facts. COVID-19 vaccines are safe and effective. Millions of doses have already been given in the United States, and these vaccines have the most intensive safety monitoring in U.S. history. People from different races, ages, genders, and ethnicities participated in large clinical trials around the world to make sure this vaccine worked for all kinds of people. The amount of time and effort dedicated to developing these vaccines was huge. Scientists use existing research and technology so they could get the vaccines developed quickly and safely without skipping any steps. If you need any more information, use a reliable source like the CDC website to get the facts.
Hello, I'm Glenn Close. Did you know that many people experience the first symptoms of depression during their college years? And 3 out of 10 college students reported feeling so depressed it was difficult to function. Why not make every American campus a safe and stigma-free zone? Know the signs, lend support, and break the silence. For more information, visit bringchangetomind.org.
Hi, everyone. Al Roker here. As a guy with his own catchphrase, I appreciate that after 75 years, Smokey's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But I'm filling in because there's a lot more to report. Like when it's dry or windy. Be careful burning yard waste, because wildfires can even start in your neck of the woods. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
If you don't clean up your room, the Board of Health is going to condemn it.
The Board of Health doesn't even know about your room. What's more, they don't care.
You know, if you keep making that face, it's going to freeze that way.
Not unless you're someplace really, really cold. Actually, a lot of the warnings moms hand out are a bit exaggerated.
If you don't get your blood pressure checked, you could have high blood pressure, not even know it, and you could die from a stroke.
But she's right about that one. Fact is, high blood pressure contributes to 200,000 American deaths each year. And a third of those who have high blood pressure don't know it. If they did, it'd be simple to treat. Call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA1 or visit AmericanHeart.org on the web to learn more. Better still, ask your doctor to check your blood pressure.
If you run with those scissors,
it's the least you can do.
savor. Let it be baked on the knees and pray hard. They pray hard and never look back once the war forgave you.
Thank you for your service to all veterans, all eras. We are so grateful to you, and we're grateful for you, and we're very thankful to have our guest with us today. Would you please reintroduce yourself to our friends?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Moyo Mitchell.
I'm so glad you're here. Thank you for your insights on these very important issues. All right. Well, let's talk about the advocacy work that you are doing. Will you share about that with us, please?
Yes, ma'am. So I am one of the primary contacts for Veterans First Foundation. Veterans First Foundation used to run a free clothing store. A lot of people know it through that lens. Used to be on West Broad. There would be clothing, there would be furniture and other resources, and veterans could come in and then get access to those and take with them whatever was needed. There have been a number of other places in recent years that have taken on that role. So we are rebranding to focus on the data surrounding veterans and acting as that throughput between veterans, the community, and other resources, such as the county, state, and volunteer organizations. I also happen to be the commander of Capital City Chapter 3 DAV, Disabled American Veterans. And our service officer. So we stand as a resource in the veteran community. We have a medical equipment program. So veterans or family members of veterans, if they need, can reach out to us, and we can get them any of the equipment that's been donated to us and refurbished, and we will deliver to them for as long as they need. The only thing that we ask is that they let us know when they no longer need it, and we can pick it up from them.
Wow. Well, thank you for your service, and you're continuing to serve the community in such great ways. When you look at the people that you serve, what do you want us to know about these veterans?
I honestly want I want the community to know that these veterans are you, and you are them. Any person, I should say, could have chosen to go into the military and would have been in that same person's place. We are an integral part of the community because we are part of, we are your neighbors, we are your friends, we're your family members, and you are us. So when we look at you, we see us.
Wow. That really touches my heart. That is amazing, and I appreciate that. Do you have any words that you would like to share with perhaps young people who are considering the military as a career path? Maybe people who are, I don't know, who are right now maybe serving, but we have a lot of youth who listen to our podcast, and I would love to hand you the mic and just let you speak directly to these young people.
Yes. I would tell anyone to whatever decision they make, whether they choose to go to the military, they choose some other public service capacity, or they just go into their given career field, do what you're going to enjoy and do with something that you're going to have respect for the work that you're doing and do your best at it. If you go into the military and you serve for 4 years and you decide that you want to move into a different area of life, there is nothing wrong with that. If you do that 24 plus years and retire from the military, that's great as well. All of these things are needed. There's someone who has to do every job that exists in our society. So just make sure whatever it is that you choose to do, be the best at it. And we're not comparing ourselves to other people. We're comparing our best to ourselves.
Well said. Very helpful. Thank you. Well, you're so modest, but when I say these words, tell me what you think of. The Ford Oval of Honor.
Yeah, that was exciting. That was very exciting. There are a lot of amazing people who have been honored. We've had retirees. We had people were honored posthumously. We have acting member of our state representation, Mr. LaRoche, who was honored. He was like three people down from me. It was an amazing experience, and I was truly humbled to be honored in the same group as these amazing people.
Well, we certainly congratulate you, and we thank you
so much.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. When you look at the future of advocacy for veterans, what do you see?
I see a data-focused network of people who are primarily thinking about reintegration, reintegrating those service members to be those members of society who are the pillars of society, taking their experiences in the military, good, bad, or indifferent, and finding whatever tools they can from those and making the best of those experiences. That's truly what I see is making the next generation better than the last while showing appreciation for all the generations before us.
That's wonderful. Well, thank you for speaking to our youth and encouraging them. And now I want to hand you the mic again and let you speak directly to veterans. We do have lots of veterans who follow this podcast, and we appreciate and love them all so much. And we reach 160 countries, all 50 states. And so I just love it if you would honor us with some good words for your fellow veterans.
Absolutely. I would ask if any fellow veteran to consider being involved civically, whatever capacity that may be for you. If you join a veterans organization like the VFW or DAV or American Legion and so forth, that's great. Be one of those anchor points for that organization, locally, state, nationally, whatever fits you. If it's your religious institution, do that. If it's in your school board, if it's in your legislature, whatever it may be, just making sure that whatever, all these tools that we've been given, make sure that we're using that for our greater community, because that's the biggest honor, in my opinion, that we can have is that of service. So being of service to those around us and making sure that people know the value that the military provides us.
That's marvelous. Thank you. Very well said. What would you like for us to know about you or about your work or about your service that we don't already know?
I served in the United States Navy for 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
I went from being an electrician to being in IT to being in military police, which we call Master at Arms. And I learned very quickly that there are a lot of soft skills that develop and transfer between different jobs you do that otherwise you may assume that they aren't connected. But the people skills, being able to communicate with people, being able to galvanize relationships between groups, transfers over. And that is the biggest gift that I was given, and I try to use that for the greater good.
Well, again, thank you for your service, and I really appreciate you saying that because I see so many places and spaces where those gifts, those skills, those talents could help in so many arenas and so many workplaces and service and all of that. And so let's say that, let's start with veterans and then we'll talk about civilians, but let's say right now the get off the couch step, we call it around here, that a veteran is now motivated to begin to serve on a different level, right? How would a veteran begin to serve or to help or be part of some of these organizations or projects?
Honestly, the first thing I would do, as cliche as it may be, would be going to the VA, assuming one is in your general vicinity. Of course, if you live 3 hours away, I'm not going to ask you to take a three-hour drive just to go there, just to see what's there. Although I wouldn't discourage you from doing it either. Contacting whatever veteran service organizations are in your area. If you go there and you don't feel like it's a great fit for you, there's nothing wrong with that. this organization at this local level, there may be one 3 blocks away, maybe one 2 miles away. It may go under a different name, but they do similar things in the veteran space. So find out, you know, just kind of test the menu. Find where you fit in, and then find what you can do to help them reach the community better. There are a lot of amazing things that these different organizations do at the local level that no one will ever know about outside of people who have interacted with them. And that's one of the most frustrating things for me, because I know the work that these people do. These are people who are giving back to their communities, and they're doing it out of the goodness of their heart, and they don't want anything from it other than to do good. So find where you can do good and do that good. Also, I would like to remind everyone that you are not alone in this. Right? It may feel like you're alone in a given moment, but there are absolutely resources for you out there. And whatever your need is, there is someone who can help you find and fill that need. So remembering that you aren't alone in this, we are there with you. We are your brothers and your sisters in arms. Even when everything isn't perfect, you're still valuable. And we appreciate you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well said. And now, to those of us who are not veterans necessarily, but want to become involved, want to be helpful, want to do something that will help our veterans that we appreciate so much, what's our get off the couch step?
So all those same organizations that I mentioned before, Disabled American Veterans and the like, they all have versions there for those family members and friends and members of the community to participate. We have an auxiliary in our DAV chapter, the DAVA, or Disabled American Veterans Auxiliary. The American Legion has theirs. The Wounded Warrior Project is out here. There are organizations, and I mean countless almost organizations out here. They are for both veterans and civilians. And honestly, most times, they're for both. So if you may find an organization that you want to participate with, just approach them. Say, hey, I wasn't in the military, but I want to see what is it that I can do to help you. They will 99 times out of 100 welcome you with open arms. And that one time out of 100, you may have just met someone having a bad day, because they all need your help, regardless of your background, regardless of your skill level in different areas of life. There's something that you can do that they will value and they will welcome you into.
Wow, that is wonderful. Wonderful. And I appreciate you taking the time to be with us today, to join us, to share these wonderful insights with us. You have been a tremendous blessing to us today, and we thank you for your service. We thank all veterans who listen for serving so bravely, and we appreciate you. So thank you for joining us today and for having this important conversation.
Thank you so much for having me on, and I wish the best and success for your podcast.
Thank you. Thank you to all of you who listen, who join us, who are with us. Thank you for the sponsors and the donors. This is a labor of love, you know, and every month we have a miracle, and we're so grateful for that, and grateful to all of you who listen to the platforms and the networks and all of our friends. Anyone who's ever done anything kind for us, you didn't have to do it, but you did, and we are grateful. Thank you for joining us today. My name is Dr. Dawn Karima, and I can't wait until we're all together again for another conversation. We'll see you then.
Multitudes of people crying, asking for manna and pleading for quail, shouting, reaching, pushing, shoving, salt and oil, flour and lard. Eating is everything. Pass your basket. Have faith. He'll give us loaves and fishes.
colors, orange stripes. You can't see in the night. Once you see, you get it into a fight. At the little dog, I saw a frog. It was yellow, and I said, hello. Then I said goodbye, cause I gotta go tonight.
I'm blessed. 89 stories to tell about life and experiences till my slate was made right. My people been lied to and told half truth. Some wouldn't even believe if they had proof. Holy Spirit can reveal all truth if you allow it to happen, like some try to do when they're rapping. Why you wanna hear about scrapping and trapping on a sinking ship without the captain? It happens, but it don't have to. The Father damn you before you were born and your life was mapped too. So give truth a chance and you will advance. God's will for your life is the realest stance. Simplistic, some say, but still give props. God willing, I'll continue when the music stops. So a thumb, how I stick out. Take a click out. This is flow mania. If they pin, I kick out. Shots don't lick out. Ain't no reason for it. I write a book or so in the off-season story. Critics may ignore it. It's what they do to real. It's a formula developed for a few to feel. With very little human support, I still manage. They ridicule my faith, but deal no real damage. If I retaliate, it feel like ill cannons. Mainstream starving, but still conceal famine.
Thank you.
come and save her. Better believe it, get on your knees and pray hard. Then pray hard and never look back once the world forgave you.
You've got the power. The world's greatest radio. Talktainmentradio.com.